So hello again, everybody. It's Ian McKendrick, Watercolour Journey, still here at Patchings Art Festival, and I've managed to track down none other than the marketing director of Derwent.
Oh, thank you.
So it's Leah Lister.
Yep.
Okay, and do you work at Derwent?
I do indeed. I've worked there for a number of years, in fact, actually 16 years.
Wow.
Yes, I know. So quite a long time. So what I don't know about pencils, you know, cut me in half and I feel like I am a big pencil, really. So.
Oh, brilliant. So pencils, they go back a long, long way, don't they?
They go back a long, long time. We've been manufacturing since 1832, and that's up in Keswick in the Lake District, hills and mountains, Beatrix Potter land.
Oh, right.
You know, so we've been going a long, long time. But way back when, in the 1500s, legend has it that on a very stormy night, shepherds found an upturned tree, and at the bottom were these great big lumps of black stuff. They didn't know what it was at all. They tried to burn it because they thought it was coal. That didn't work, and they just didn't know what to do with it. And then all of a sudden, they found that it marked their sheep. Basically, it was big lumps of graphite. And nowhere else in the whole world has solid forms of graphite ever been found. And that's in the Borrowdale Valley, just down the road from Keswick. So that's in the 1500s. So it all transpired from there, really. And graphite itself had a really interesting history because it was great. It can actually be used for cannonball moulds, believe it or not.
No.
Yes. So in the reign of Elizabeth I, they were using it, and the Spanish, basically the Naughty Cumbrians were actually selling it on the black market, hence the name black lead. They were selling it to the Spaniards to make cannonball moulds to actually bomb us back. So actually Queen Elizabeth sent her armed guard up to the mine in Borrowdale Valley, put it under armed guard to stop Cumbrians from selling this graphite to the Spanish to make cannonball moulds. So, I know, amazing.
Wow.
So it has a long and distinguished history. Unfortunately, we don't mine graphite in the Borrowdale Valley anymore. It's depleted. The mine is shut down. It's under the National Trust now. So they were trying to start off walks, actually, up to the mine, and we were trying to do that with our museum.
That would be really good.
Yeah,
but
they did. Yeah, they did one with the museum last year, and they were trying to get that kick-started. So it's down to the National Trust and the museum. Because did you know we have a museum, actually?
No, tell us about the museum.
Yeah, in Keswick, we get about 80,000 visitors a year through to the museum. It's a fascinating place.
Right.
We've got the world's biggest colour pencil. It's in the Guinness World Book of Records. It's over 26 foot long.
Never.
And it's in this museum in Keswick. Yeah, it's fabulous.
Wow.
And we've also got a spy pencil.
What's a spy pencil?
Oh my goodness. It is amazing. In the Second World War, top secret, we had a visit from the guy from London coming up saying, look, we need to make a really secret pencil. And he only conversed with the managers. They came back in at night and they made a pencil to contain a map of Germany with a compass. And it was all secret inside a pencil and it just looked like a normal pencil. So if an RAF pilot got bombed down, they could break open a pencil and hopefully have a map and a little compass to escape.
No, really?
Absolutely.
And you even used to make those?
Yeah, absolutely. Second World War. So it's all very, you know, pertinent with D-Day and all of that happening around.
Yeah.
So, but you can see all the fascinating history of that at the museum.
Because Derwent are a very, very innovative company, aren't
we?
We are. Because it's not just pencils that you do, is it?
No. It's not just pencils. Not like just the lovely Inktense pencils, which everybody's loving. So we took the form of the Inktense pencils because they were so great. And we've been making them into Inktense blocks now, so you can actually paint with those and you can actually put them on material as well as just paper, and people are absolutely loving them. We've got some new lovely XL charcoal and graphite, and they're powdery, soft and textured, really lovely, absolutely fabulous to use. And we've got a state-of-the-art factory which was just opened for us in 2008 by the Queen, no less, and Prince Philip. They came and opened the factory for us, which was amazing. So we've got the state-of-the-art factory still in Cumbria in the Lake District manufacturing all these wonderful pencils for
everybody's and you've got
used.
A really slick video on YouTube as well about your pencil manufacturing process.
When we moved to the new factory, we realised we needed to film the process because sadly, the public can't come into the factory.
Yeah.
You can visit the museum, but we can't come into the factory, health and safety laws and all of that. But we do have a video on YouTube. Our pencils website as well has the link right through to that. So.
And you also run every year, you run various competitions and you also take on students into sponsorship
that's
as well,
right.
don't you?
That's right. So we've got the Great Art Prize, which comes to a close actually, the second year running comes to a close on Monday, no less. And it's to elevate pencil work, really, and to really really sort of say, wow, look what you can do with pencils. It's a humble pencil, but look what you can create. So if you've got some great pencil work out there.
Well, you wait. Next year, I'm going to be exhibiting here.
Oh, right.
And I'm going to be exhibiting some things that I've made in pencil.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Even though I'm a watercolourist,
yeah.
I'm going to do something specifically in pencil
brilliant,
for next year.
Brilliant.
So I might even get an entry into your competition.
Yeah, in the Art Prize, because it'll be in its third year next year. And then we sort of preview everything at the Mel Galleries in London in September. So it's a fantastic competition, and we get entries from all over the world.
Just the Mel Gallery in London.
Yeah, that's
right. You were in cahoots with them as well.
Absolutely, exhibit.
So this isn't something to be sniffed at. This is a really big, serious,
prestigious art prize.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's really great. Last year we had over 57 countries enter. We had 3,600 entries. So it was fantastic.
So the competition ends on Monday. Yeah. When will all the judging take place?
The judging takes place in July. I don't judge it myself personally. Yeah. We have obviously professional people in who know everything about it.
Yeah, I just think you get different people in each year.
That's right.
We go along to your website and have a look.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so we're encouraging, you know, we've got lots of entries, and so it'll be great. And then people can actually have their vote as well. So when we've actually finalised who's going to go in, there's two types of vote that the people can have. They can have the people's choice from everything that was entered. So we have a long time for that to happen before September, so people can go on and actually vote for their favourite, which is lovely.
Yeah, that is. So the people get their say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So once the competition's closed, we actually put on display all of those works of art that we've received, and people can choose which ones are their favourites.
Brilliant.
Oh.
It's lovely. Get entertained with a flyover. Look.
Absolutely. I wonder if they're carrying a secret spy pencil to get them out of Nottingham, hey?
All right. Thank you very much for taking the time to give us an interview and share all those lovely stories and that background to graphite.
Yeah.
And some really interesting stories there. Thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Cheers.
All right.